I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this, the final race at Silverstone. It's not a Grand Prix, but it's like one a bit. There's a racer in the shamble car. He looks like a bit of a shit, and oh, and here comes the starting podium. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, and they're off, and the shamble car's right out in front of you. It's a left chicane. That's a right chicane noise, if anything. And then he goes round the loop-de-loop. Oh, he's done a bit of flip through the Victoria Sponge and into the quagmire. Oh, that's terrible. Round the herd of elephants. And through into outer space.
Good, no noise in outer space, of course, as gravity taught us.
Boop.
They can't hear you booping out of space. Boop. You completely got this wrong.
Room.
You sound like a tree
coming
beard.
Back into the stratosphere.
You sound like this is atrocious. It's a shambles.
Pod shambles.
Nice.
And so the prophecy was fulfilled.
What are you doing now?
And our heroes returned. Victorious.
I told you not to use burp and say victorious. That's the least return. Were you messing around with, you know, those scrolls again? I told you not to.
The Elder Scrolls.
Oh, you read out the thing, and then Big Dragon came.
Oh, no.
Ate all your tea, didn't he?
Oh,
all your tea's gone.
Welcome to Pod Shambles 18.
Pod Shambles FM. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you?
You've been ill, haven't you?
I've been so ill.
You're always ill, man.
I'm not, though. That's
you
the
are.
Thing.
I swear, like, every time we record this thing, we're going, you're better now, aren't you?
No, the last time I was ill was episode 9.
Yeah.
And
how many times have I been ill? Once. How many times have you been ill?
Twice.
There we go. You are the ill one. Well, I am the healthy, fit as a fiddle or another string, maybe a cello.
Oh,
a bit more curvy.
A viola. You are quite like a viola.
Fuck off.
No, I like violas. You play the viola.
I know, but it's...
You're really good at viola.
Thanks. You're really good at the ruler on the table, you know? You go... You're really good at that.
I remember learning how to play...
Ruler table.
Dum, 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 dum.
What?
Seven Nation Army, that's it. On the ruler. Yeah.
When you say learn, what? You had, like, ruler
lessons. Lessons, man.
Really?
2 hours a week.
What was the teacher
for
called?
For a decade.
What was the teacher called?
Called Mr. Decadeson. And he wasn't just an ordinary
how
teacher.
How tall was he?
He was part dog. I'll say he was, what, 4'11"? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. How tall is someone part dog nowadays? Since the Depression.
He was half Dalmatian.
I'm already regretting the choice to do this. It's been a while, hasn't it? Been a while.
It has been a while.
God knows why.
I would say sorry for the delay, but I'm so used to saying that now.
No, I mean, we're just a bit shit at timing.
No,
we're shit at, like, sticking to a schedule, which is fine.
And we've tried a schedule, and it doesn't work.
Because, you know, I really like shiny things, so I get distracted very quickly.
And I like street races.
Yeah, and you've got your street racing career, and, you know, Lethal Bizzle challenged you to a drag race.
Yeah.
In order to win a nice,
and
shiny new bumper.
Him.
You
I
did
murked
murk him.
Him.
I believe with your Mercedes.
Very good.
But it's been a while. Like, you know, it's been so long that fucking Xbox Uno and PS Quattro.
Very good.
Just around the corner.
Continental.
A continental? Continental breakfast.
A continental breakfast of culinary consoles. Watch out.
Ooh, don't have the melon. But it'll be disappointing.
Well, the Xbox One is out. The PS4's not out.
PS4 out next week, my man.
It's already out in America.
Yeah, got my pre-order in. But I might cancel it because, you know, I'm going to get the other one. The other really good games
you
console.
Might get another console.
Yeah, you know, the
Steambox.
Monkeytron. No, not Monkeytron. What was it?
The beef.
Oh, the beef. Thebeef.com.
Thebeef.com.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Log in to thebeef.com.
It's a bit drippy though. Oh no, do you know what I might get? I might get the
It's made by Rare. Get it? Rare. Well done, Rare.
Oh, they're a software developer rather than a hardware manufacturer, Baddie.
Yeah, well, still.
I'm going to get the bastard box.
The bastard box.
Yeah, you put all your fingers in it and it systematically chops them off every time you lose a life. So it's, you know, it's all of gaming with the added danger of dismemberment.
The PS Wang coming to a store near you.
Is that just like a small cock ring?
PS4, but it's fucked. Get it? No, I see. I'm just.
You need to stay away from the gags, man.
Are you
Come
saying
on.
There's an elusive third console?
Yeah, there's.
Well, no, actually, we should say fourth console because the Wii U.
Wii U,
is also
but
next
yeah,
gen.
You know, Wii U.
I really want a
Wii U.
Wii U,
more like PU, you know.
Oh, good. Whoa, PU.
PU.
Very.
No,
good.
I would. It's one of those ones that if I had loads of money, I would have a Wii U in a flash. But
yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
I don't
like,
have
next to the
any money.
No money.
No
and, like,
money
it's basically a 300 quid Zelda machine. That's what a Wii U is.
Yeah, and they haven't even released a specific Zelda game for
well,
it
quite,
yet, have they?
Exactly. I mean, Wind Waker re-release. Great.
So you're not going to go PS4 or Xbox One?
I'm going for...
You're going for the elusive...
I'm going for... It's called Wardrobo.
Wardrobo, okay.
And it's basically you have to open the doors.
Right.
And it's just full... of gaming clothes.
Oh, wow.
And you put them on, and then it's up to you to, like, make up the game, just depending on the clothes you wear. So, oh, what's in wardrobe? So you have to buy just, you know...
clothes.
Just clothes. Ah, well, they're special clothes, because they've got...
Do they have powers?
Microchips.
Oh, right, okay. Them. But you have to come up with the games.
Yeah, like, the microchips are just... They're just for show.
Wardrobo sounds shit.
So it's got, like, a policeman's costume. And then you can go play Grand Theft Auto with your friends who are... You know, got the gangster costumes.
Well, I'm going to buy...
It's really good!
I'm going to buy a fuck cube.
Is that really necessary, Paddy?
Okay, fine.
I'm going to buy... Oh, the OXO box.
OXO box?
Yeah, it's just full of gravy.
Gravy-powered gaming.
sip the gravy, put your dick in the gravy.
Stir the gravy.
Save your children from
the gravy.
Make the gravy.
Pour the gravy.
Make sure to not pull it too much in the Yorkshire pudding
Confuse
game.
Confuse the gravy.
Confuse, that's really easy.
Yeah.
Just go, when is a door not a door?
Like, I don't know. When it's also
gravy.
A window.
No, of course, the console we're all going to get, Paddy, is...
Case Drive.
What's the Case Drive?
Case Drive 220. It's brand new technology from the makers of Blue Dragon Dark Soy Sauce.
Nice.
It's called Case Drive 220 because
are available.
There have been 219 Case Drives before it, all unnoticed in the market. Always dominated. Released every 3 weeks.
Right, so what about...
Dominated.
What about the 221, though?
The 221, that's coming soon, my friend.
Why don't I just wait for the 221?
I've got the pre-order in for the 236, so...
Why don't I just wait for what's going to be the last one? They're just going to keep doing it.
There won't be a last
what's
one.
What's the difference?
Case Drive doesn't do half measures.
What does the 220 do, the 219?
Okay, 220, right, it's got three controller ports, weirdly.
Why three?
Right, well, because... Yeah,
who's
might,
got four friends?
Might be three of you, yeah? Yeah, exactly. And also, who can afford a flat for four people? It's normally three. What I'm saying
basically,
is...
Basically, you're saying is we live...
Okay, so
we're
three,
three
controller plan. Ports, right. But here's the catch. All the controllers are different. Okay.
What's more completely
First
different?
One, grenade. Just a grenade.
No, hang on.
Second one.
Well, how do you control
Wiimote?
A grenade?
Why a Wiimote, you ask? I don't know.
Well, hang on. No,
is that even allowed?
Rewind a second.
Rewind.
How do you use a grenade to control a game console?
Well,
is it only grenades? Is the only game you can play?
It's touch sensitive.
What?
And motion controlled.
But it's still just a
third controller.
Right.
Bag of rats. Big old bag of rats.
Real rats?
Yeah.
Live rats?
You put your hand in, searching for buttons, okay? So the three of you are all sat around the console, and that's the thing, because it's the 220, you genuinely sit around it, like the console's in the middle, no, and you're each at, like, you know, this. What is it, 120 degree angles around, no, like,
yeah,
a biohazard.
Yeah, if it's 220,
yeah,
why not a 360 if it's all the way around?
Because that's already been done, mate. Xbox has sorted that.
Right, okay.
Right, so you have
so
to
what, every
three screens, okay, or one, and two of you are fucked. And right, what you do?
If it's one player, which controller do you use?
A different controller. It's called the Bendy.
Oh, it's called the butt plug.
No, it's called the Bendy, and it's basically a controller you mold to your hand. You can bend it round
this
your fist.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Listen
of.
To the exclusive.
I'm
going to
buy a new one in 3 weeks.
Okay, PS4. What's it got? Watch Dogs. Great.
The Order 1882.
Yeah,
Gran Turismo.
NA6. Yeah, and then Xbox One. We've got Dead Rising 3.
Yeah,
all
Halo.
Right. Case Drive 220. It's got Snug, the lovable cock, and it's about this chicken. So it's chicken, right? Chicken out to save the world. We've got Cricket 2013. Never mind that one. We've got
it's about a cricket.
One
too many
game.
Cricket.
One game. It's skiing, right? But on your legs.
So what? Just falling down a hill?
Yeah.
Fall down a hill.
Case 220. That's an exclusive. They've got the long-awaited sequel to Bin Man.
Bin Man 2?
No, Bin Man 4. Bin Man 2 and 3 went unnoticed again.
They were scrapped.
Scrapped in development. They tried a Kickstarter, didn't work out.
Right, okay.
It's the next generation in gaming, Loz. It's going to be... Oh, I just called you Loz. People probably don't know that. Ooh, I call you Loz.
People may not know. That's me! This guy over here. AKA Loz.
If you were a console, you'd be a Loz Box 9.
I'd be a lozenge, and all that would happen is you get it's a tiny, tiny console,
yeah,
and it's like £800,
right?
And you put it in your mouth,
and it's
strepsil.
Like,
it's just
strepsil. Just strepsil.
No, it's a Frutella.
Frutella's not a lozenge.
Yeah, no, but
oh right, okay, we're saving money
anyway. But it's an innovative flavour experience brought to you by me for £800.
Loz Box 9.
P&P not included.
I'd be the PG-13.
Yeah, which is a teabag.
Yeah.
You just dunk it in hot water.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to play it if you're under 13.
What? Why?
Because of PG-13.
Oh, very good.
You see, it was a clever gag. I was wheeling you towards it. It wasn't very clever. It wasn't even very good. I had a nice time. You're having your white wine. Gone for white wine today, haven't we?
How continental.
How continental.
Second time we said continental in ten minutes.
Yeah.
It's very good. Well, anyway, we're all looking forward to that.
Genuinely, though, you're getting a PS4.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm jumping ship. I'm doing it.
Fuck.
Fuck you, Bill Gates, and your charity. And your and your condom competition. Well done, Bill Gates. Condoms really fucking mature.
But you've taken the dive.
I've taken the dive. I'm going for Team Sony. It's, you know, people get really kind of, I don't know, people see it as a really kind of moral choice which one you get.
Mm.
And I'm just getting the PS4 because I haven't played the PS3 games and it's a little bit better. Literally the pure, you know, innards of it are a bit better.
But that's the thing. I think that's understandable. Yeah. Also, this is the kind of thing that we won't know for...
Well, exactly.
Like, months.
But so this is the only thing I can base it on is the fact that it's going to have games I've never, Drake and all that stuff, I've never even touched. And it's a little bit better. Well,
I don't have the money for one anyway, but I'm going to wait because, if you think about when the Xbox 360 and the PS3 came out...
Well, the PS was crap on release, wasn't
That's the thing, it was shit on release, and all the release games for both consoles were pretty wank.
Oh, I remember I got my release console.
And you don't get good at... You don't
Project Gotham 3.
Oh, brilliant.
And Perfect Dark Zero.
Oh, really?
Awful.
I got Dead or Alive 4.
Oh.
And I think Dynasty Warriors 5 Empires.
Oh, that's a shit.
Oh, terrible game. But yeah, that's the thing. The really good exclusives aren't going to start for like a year or two. And I think if you look at the back catalogues, the Xbox and the PlayStation each have their own merits from exclusive released.
Yeah.
And I fucking love all of my Xbox games. And a lot of them.
But that's not because they're. Yeah,
well.
It's not because they're Xbox.
But but also, I wonder. They'll do a reveal in 6 months. It's like, oh, this new thing is coming, a new IP entirely.
Yeah, but that goes to both ways. Also, Last Guardian, Paddy.
Yeah.
Big hairy monster game.
And the next Naughty Dog game.
Yeah.
That'll be brilliant.
Yeah. Crash Bandicoot 7. This time it's not Crash Bandicoot 6.
Yeah. Lovely.
Done. All right. Well, let's go and have a bath and come back for a bit more.
Do a little podcast.
Okay.
Welcome.
Make it a love
to the future, you bastards. Turn on the drum machine. Paddy Laurie.
He invented the idea for Lost, but J.J. Abrams stole it. Bastard.
We always start on that noise for like at least 1 minute.
How is it changing?
This is the worst thing. Now, you made a promise last week.
What did I promise to you?
You promised.
I never did it!
You did. You had to explain something. Do you remember what it was?
Astrophysics.
It was Aikido.
Oh, God.
To leave behind in our time capsule.
Yeah, okay. So I know all the Aikido.
Okay.
Okay,
are you ready? Are you gonna cover Aikido Tei as well?
Sure. Yes.
It's going to be brilliant.
Okay.
All right. We need to just let them know that if you're listening to this, we're gone.
Keto.
And Mr. Laurie Havelock.
Hello.
Of
Professor Laurie Havelock. By the time this is found, I'll probably be a professor of something.
I was about to give your address.
But please don't.
That's my address as well.
No, we won't live there in the time capsule.
28 Snellgrove Avenue. Would like to leave some parting wisdom for you. Now, in the future, you might not have this special thing, so listen close.
Yep.
Get a notepad.
Rocky World. Or a Palm Pilot.
Or watch out that it doesn't have radiation on it.
Oh, yeah.
From the bomb,
loads
maybe?
Loads of radiation. Who knows?
All right, so here we go. Professor, over to you.
Thank you, esteemed colleagues.
You're doing a voice.
I'm going to abandon it after about 5 seconds.
Okay.
So, Aikido, boys and girls. So once, let me take you back. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Come back. Okay, come back with me. Come back.
Am I playing an impartial audience?
Come back.
I'm back.
Okay, good.
Sorry.
We're in the year, imagine if you will, the year 1752.
Okay.
Colchester,
okay.
Okay, and Mr. Clarence Aikido, okay?
Right.
He's a gentleman about town, you know. He's got a small silk trading business.
Great.
Running out of Colchester.
East India Company.
Don't be ridiculous. He's not a fucking pirate. he is on his way to see his beautiful squeeze of the time, if you excuse the modern parlance.
Okay.
Miss Elsinore Flaggerty.
Okay.
And Clarence Aikido.
Yeah.
He's really excited and he's going along.
Hang on, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is it Clarence Kido and his middle name is like Isaac or something?
No, it's Clarence Aikido.
What's his middle name?
I don't know.
Well, he's got to have an initial. Oh. Clarence T. Aikido or something.
No, because he's in Colchester. Stop ruining this. This is fact. You can't ask. You can't like make interjections and be like, what about this? That's not how fact works.
All right,
you can't
fine.
Go, oh, Isaac Newton. What if he only had one leg?
He might have done.
No, he had two.
All right, so Clarence Aikido.
Clarence Aikido is off to see Elsinore Flaggerty.
Okay.
And he goes along and he calls our window and goes, oh, Elsinore. Oh, I've got a story to tell you.
Has he?
And a present.
Oh, wow.
And Elsinore fell out the window.
Oh, no.
Of her house.
Shit.
And died.
Oh,
almost.
Oh.
She was saved by a passing hansom carriage, which I don't think were invented in the 1750s.
Hansom carriage?
Yeah. It was manned by three brothers who, you know, rode about the town with their long blonde hair. Anyway, besides the point, Elsa was gravely injured. She'd injured her spine in several places and her legs would not work. So, devoted, you know, lover, as Clarence was.
Oh, they're together?
Yeah, well, it's his squeeze.
Oh,
you
know? I see.
But
sorry.
Obviously, in this age of, you know, God-fearing Christians, they haven't consummated their marriage. But if that's what you're getting at.
Oh, so they're Christian?
Well, it's fucking well, 1750s.
Is.
Yeah, it's English Colchester in the 1750s. Why is this so hard?
Okay.
I didn't think I need to do contextual analysis for you.
So they're at the church?
No.
together.
So, being a good Christian man, he's decided, well, I'm going to marry her anyway, because they're betrothed.
Okay.
But he also realises he's got to make a lot of allowances for her new life, Mrs. Aikido, as she
right.
is now. So what he does,
right.
clever old sausage is,
good.
He devises an entire system, right, of manoeuvring people who can't move themselves around a bed, right? And it like it's basically like before that time, obviously, as we all know, like mostly done with kind of pulleys, wedges,
winches,
if you will.
Crane.
No, don't be... A crane in a bedroom? Are you fucking out of your mind?
Yeah, little crane. Little crane. Ooh, sorry, who's... Hook her on, Tom. And that's, you know, and he winches. Winches and pulleys.
Yeah, no fucking cranes. Anyway.
Isn't a winch just a small crane?
No! It's like a...
And a crane's also a
And boat. A jack. Yeah.
A jack. Yeah, of course.
Anyway, this system basically, it's all around kind of the manoeuvring of sheets. Really careful.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, hospital corners are a fucking standard. I mean,
yeah.
I don't even go there.
Of course.
You kind of fold. I can't really do any right now for you, but if you want to, you know, later on I'll get you on the bed and I'll do a bit of a oh. And I'll,
okay.
Yeah. This is just like Clarence taught us.
This is audio, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, it's fine. They got the idea.
Yeah.
And from that moment, you know, Elsie was amazed. She's like, you're manoeuvring me, man. This bed is as if you were a skilled craftsman from the Orient.
Okay.
And she was so impressed that she bade him to write it down and to pass this knowledge on to future generations.
Okay.
So he wrote it down, okay. Clarence.
In a
big,
book?
A big old scroll.
Oh,
he had a bit of flair, a bit of appreciation for the historical. And then it got picked up by a bird.
Okay,
yeah,
what type bird?
A
crane.
It was on
a stork.
I've told you already. There are no cranes in a story, Paddy.
Okay,
if I have to tell you again, I'm going to be quite
a budgerigar.
Quite angry.
A budgerigar.
No, it was a woodpecker, of course.
Oh.
And he took it away to Siam in Asia.
Great.
And there, the Asian guys, I can't remember what country Siam is, I think it's China, but I don't want to say that in case it's wrong and I sound a bit racist, oopsie.
Thailand.
Or another country.
It's Thailand, I think.
Or another country.
Okay.
And the people there, instead of thinking it was sheep manoeuvring studies, thought it was a way of fighting with sticks. And so they used it to fight with sticks instead.
Okay.
And Clarence died and everyone forgot.
Oh, no.
But I didn't.
Oh.
Because I went to the library and found it. A bird told me.
How's it going, mate?
It's awesome. And then you asked me to tell you what it was and I did.
Okay.
And that is it.
That is it?
That is the whole thing.
Okay, well, where can they find this?
Oh, nowhere.
Oh!
I had to burn it when I'd finished reading.
You burnt the only Aikido scroll.
Yeah, the Aikido scroll written by Clarence Aikido.
So you're the last living master.
Yeah, I'm not telling anyone though.
What? Oh.
Unless you pay me £500.
Me?
Well, yeah. You're the
Why
only
do
one
I have to do it?
Don't know, mate.
Surely what you need to do is start taking on students.
Forget everything I said. Give me £500. I'll tell you all again.
Okay.
Including diagrams.
Diagram.
Yep.
How? We could put them in the time capsule.
I'm far ahead, Paddy, if I'm going to be honest. I'm not quite sure how this is going to translate into any money for me or anyone else, but...
I don't think they have money in the future.
Shit.
I think they trade beans. Silky beans. I'll give you three beans.
Hey, you heard there's a new cat on the street? His name is Silky Beans.
Oh, no.
He plays... Ooh, he plays that xylophone.
Oh, I heard the best.
Ooh, he plays that xylophone.
Silky Beans.
Silky Beans. Oh, I was you. I saw Silky Bean bed in Saigon.
Saigon?
Pulling out of Vietnam.
Or maybe...
He was riding a helicopter.
Oh, a heli-whip.
A heli-whip. Woo! Whippy boy. Yes, sir. And, but he played that xylophone.
Oh,
he played? Know what he played?
He played... Honky Tonk.
He played the hits of Dido.
Hits a dial,
including
Back to Front,
White Flag,
and
Thank You,
and
Stan,
and Stan. You know quite a few of them, don't you?
Stan is the same song as Thank You.
All right.
These Concord, I wonder why about a bed at all, and why you guys on my window.
Oh, I used to like that. What was his name? Tony?
Tony Dido.
He was the smartest burglar this side of Western Bromwich. And he used to ride into town on his tiny bike. You remember his tiny bike? He used to. I think I'm having a stroke.
His name was Pablo. More Spanish spider. He wore a pair of espadrilles and drank cider.
I mean, my favourite thing, I think, about
works of Leo Sayers.
No, look, we really need to talk.
Why no? Hang on, I'm
no, Laurie, we really need to talk.
What? No, I didn't.
I didn't do it. We really need to talk about Kevin.
Who?
We really need to talk about him, okay?
Kevin Bridges.
We really need to talk about Kevin.
Kevin Bridges.
I don't think you quite understand how much we need to talk about Kevin. I've got Tilda Swinton involved, right?
You rang her up.
And Kevin.
Yeah?
We need to talk about him.
What?
Well, because.
What? Like, what'd he do?
I think Kevin is a bit weird.
He's cool. One of those faces.
I know. I didn't want us to have to do this, but I think we need to have a conversation about Kevin. We really need to talk about Kevin.
What are we doing now if we're not talking about Kevin?
No, Laurie. he was in that movie Perks of Being a Wallflower as well, right? But
that was okay.
That was okay. But now it's got to the point where I'm so worried that I think we really need to talk about Kevin. What do you think?
You've gone on quite long enough.
I'm gonna go and buy him a bow and arrow. Anyway, sorry, enough of that.
Come back
so,
on track.
Right, so the thing that's actually that we need to do mm-hmm. is I want to have a conversation with you about Kevin.
No, I'm sorry.
Quite enough of that. we do have our games. Yeah. Anyway, so let's get down to action.
Hang on a minute!
What?
You got mail. You got the mail.
Have I?
Do you want to read it?
Have I got mail?
You just, well, you know, I didn't want to...
Brick mail.
No, he can't have him. He's busy doing bottom. You got a bit of post came. But you got mail.
What was it say?
Tom Hanks delivered it personally.
Well, why would I
via
have mail?
Meg Wright, I don't know.
What?
Obviously someone wants to send you something. You got mail, though.
Have I?
Bing! Got mail.
Why would I...
Look, I'm going to level you, Paddy. It's not actually post.
No, look.
It's a chain mail.
Honey, I shrunk the kids.
Again?
No. Honey.
Why are you calling me honey?
You don't seem to understand.
We don't have any children.
I shrunk the kids.
We don't have any children.
No, just the kids. Not our kids.
The goats. The baby goats.
I shrunk some kids.
The baby goats.
And then...
You made them even smaller.
I blew up the kids.
Oh, God. How did you blow them up?
Honey. Honey.
Stop calling me honey.
I blew up.
You've got fucking mail.
Have I?
Yes.
Look, we need to talk about Kevin. Oh. We really...
You got mail.
You've got mail. Anyway, I've been doing some thinking. I think I want to go on holiday.
Oh, okay.
I really want to go on holiday. I haven't been abroad for like non-work purposes for a really long time.
You know, where are you going?
I'm not really sure. I'd really like to go. Like, if I had loads of money, I'd love to go somewhere like Japan or Barbados or something like that. But, because I think I might go to Portugal.
Nice. Who's going to come?
Because
I tell you what!
What?
I've got the perfect lineup.
Perfect lineup, okay.
You.
Yeah.
Me. And Dupree. Yeah?
No!
You.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. And
Dupree.
Great. I hate Dupree.
I know.
He is the worst person.
You know, you mean Dupree, it rolls off the tongue, you know, it makes sense.
God.
We should bring him really.
Why can't it just be you and me?
Because then it's you and me.
Yeah.
And Dupree, though.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
He's got to come along.
But should he come along? Because, you know, would that be letting the right one in? You know?
Nice.
With that.
Swedish vampire film.
Yeah.
Good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Because you only live twice, you know. And
what? I don't think we should hang out. You?
You, when you hang out.
Listen.
Right, okay.
One hand.
Yeah.
There's you.
Yeah.
Other hand.
Yeah.
There's me.
Yeah, okay.
And on both my feet.
Dupree.
Now just imagine that all together.
Well, that's it. But when you and Dupree get together, I mean, no. I know what you did last summer. I know. And you know, I've been meaning to talk to you about something. Because you and I need to...
No, mate. It's you and me.
Right.
And Dupree.
Well, the three of us then. Yeah. We need to talk about Kevin.
Oh, God. I thought you had this conversation earlier.
Flubber.
Time Bandits.
Watch out. Smokey and the Bandit. Ooh.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Watch out. Home Alone.
The Raccoons.
Looks like we're Home Alone 2.
The Rescuers.
Lost
Down
in New York.
Under.
The
Films.
Beethoven. Amadeus. No, but seriously, we really do. We should have a conversation about this Kevin guy.
Listen up, everybody. This song is called Bum Monkey.
Woohoo!
That's as far as I got.
I've been digging. I've been digging the
dirty little digger.
Digging
you.
The net.
Dig around.
Dig around the
internet. Have a scramble.
I've had a little
a shamble scramble.
Intra dig, and I've pulled something out of the internet.
Dig dug.
That is going to go right into your face. Do you want to know what it is?
God, that sounds horrible.
No, it's brilliant. I've been looking on Quiz Farm.
Oh, Quiz Farm!
Our old favourite. Oh. Our old pal.
Did you go and check the quiz patch?
I went and looked
What's
up.
What's been growing there?
I went and I had a look
Some
around.
Kind of aberration.
Well, I thought we should do a couple of quizzes.
Go on in.
All right, so basically, I found a quiz to do for you, and it's called What Video Game Character?
Oh, I know already.
You know already?
Yeah, Donkey Kong.
You're Donkey Kong.
Cross a Bandicoot.
Oh, well, fine, we won't do it. Fine. I'll just go, shall I?
Go on.
I'll just leave.
Let's do it. Promise I'll be good.
You better be. Right, okay. So are you ready for this? This is going to be fucking great.
Question one. Okay. Which video game character are you?
Are you A, none of the above?
B, some of the above?
Yes.
C, Luigi.
Okay, right. Question one. Laurie.
Okay, I'm ready.
Contestant Laurie.
Hello. My name is Laurie. I'm 17 and I am from Altrincombe.
Oh, are you?
No.
Oh.
Question,
and
please.
What have you brought as your lucky thing?
I've bought trousers.
Trousers.
Always lucky.
Laurie and his lucky trousers. Okay. All right, Laurie. Wowzers. Okay. Are you ready to play Quiz Farm?
Where I got these trousers.
Where'd you get them, Laurie? Where'd you get them? Dead relative?
Forgot. God.
It's always that on quizzes, isn't it?
You're going to tell us about your deceased relatives, eh?
Jesus.
Good. Oh. How's Gran? Oh, whoopsie.
Oh, God. Gran's dead.
You cannot host a quiz ever on this showing.
Hello, I'm Tony Quiz, and welcome to Who's Dead Now? First up, we've got...
Can I have the normal quiz, please?
We've got Sam. Who's dead now, Sam? Oh, everybody.
Can I please have the normal quiz?
All right, okay, normal quiz. Okay, what video game character are you?
Yes.
Question one.
Yes.
You're in the grocery store, American quiz, about to buy your favourite food. What is it? Is it... No, you see, there's multiple choice.
Pinot Grigio. No, you can't just say... Ferrero Rocher.
I know for a fact that you don't like either of those things very much. All right. Okay, is it one? Ice cream.
Ooh.
But it's multiple choice. You can't say, like, yes, ice
okay,
cream.
Yeah, yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Just go
ice
through.
Cream. B, dots.
Yeah, you're really drawing this out, mate.
Three, an apple.
Oh, God.
Four, a candy bar. Five, a power bar.
What the fuck is a power bar?
Or six, chicken breasts. Hee-hee, breasts. You see, they put a gag in there. So I think if you choose that one, it's implying you're quite a sex...
Ice cream, please!
Ice cream, okay.
Yeah, only because...
What are dots?
Micro dots.
Where were they from?
Drug.
Drug, okay. Yeah. You want to buy drugs, okay.
No, I want ice cream, please.
Okay, you want ice cream?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to do
all right.
A big generous scoop.
Great.
I lie on my bed.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to put the scoop on my chest so that it all melts into my chest hair.
That's
and
weird.
And then I'm going to lie
good.
With my head over the edge of the bed.
Good.
And funnel the ice cream down my chest, along my neck.
This is going to be such a long quiz.
Into my mouth.
Great. Great, well, that sounds fine. I'm going to click ice cream.
What computer game character am I then?
Okay, no, no.
That?
That's like question one of 800.
Okay, guys, carry on.
Okay, number two. If someone walked up to you in a bar and punched you for no reason, what would you do?
Really?
Would you A, freeze them, B, ask them on the date, brackets, I like it rough.
Ooh, that's, ooh.
Three.
Wow.
Stomp on their head. Four, shoot them, or E, eat them.
Oh, I eat them. Have a go anyway.
You just eat them.
Yeah, just right. Because obviously I'm only a person. I have to
arm. Oh, okay. You're nibbling my hand.
Yeah, like just like it wouldn't be very effective. But I try and eat
so
them.
So someone would hit you. You try and
rub your hand as if it's dirty.
No, I'm scratching
after I
my back. So if someone tried to hit you, you'd catch their fist
in
your jaws.
Teeth. That would go really well.
Okay, right. Okay, I'm going to click eat them.
Definitely
very
do
well.
That.
All right. Question number three. Oh, it's coming along now. Isn't it? Your favourite pickup...
Trundling okay. along.
Your favourite pickup line is... Oh, these are going to be shit, aren't they? One, baby, I'm like Taco Bell. Once again, American. I'll spice up your night.
God, Taco Bell isn't that known for causing kind of big old bum fun, you know?
Chili sex.
God.
Sponsored by Taco Bell. B, see my friend over there. He wants to know if you think I'm cute.
Hang on. He... What?
So, okay.
Friend over there, he wants to know
so
if
what,
you,
yeah.
person I'm talking to, think I'm cute.
Yeah, so the situation
why
is,
involve the other person?
Yeah, like, you may not even be with a friend. You're saying he
it's
wants to know.
It's fucking strange, man.
Because it's like saying he wants to know if you'll go out with him, but you're saying he wants to know if you think I'm cute. You see, it's kind of cheeky.
Asshole! Next
Asshole.
One.
Asshole, okay, all right. Three, what's your name? Just that, simple. Very simple, I quite like that.
What is your name?
Okay, four. Do you believe in love at first sight, or should I walk by again?
Lol.
Classic cunt.
Lol.
Right there. Oh, God. I hate pickup lines.
What?
I fucking hate them.
It's the worst thing.
Oh,
it's like,
hey
oh,
there. No, I'm a terrible human being. What a fuck?
Because all it's saying is, look, listen, I'm too much... I can't just ask you to sleep with me, so I'm going to do it in a funny way, in a hope that you'll kind of have pity.
I'm a prick. Are you a prick? let's make tiny little pricks, shall we?
With my tiny
And then we'll release
prick.
Them onto the world of all ordinary people who aren't pricks.
Yeah.
Let's try that. Fucking hell.
I'm ready for the question.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Do you believe in... Oh, I did that one.
Yeah.
Or five. If I could rearrange the alphabet, I would put you and I together in a bath filled with sores.
After the word D. Yeah. Oh, a comment on drinking in a bar and then driving afterwards.
Oh, DUI.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd go for what's your name, because I think that's the least cunty of them all.
Yeah, exactly. I asked you what your name was when I met you.
And then we fucked.
And then we fucked. Okay, four. It's vacation time. Wow, that came around quick. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Where are you going? One, Egypt.
You don't have to say one every time. I'm quite easy. I can just remember five things.
Egypt, Antarctica, Vegas, baby.
Where's Vegas, baby? Is that like Vegas, but it's like Muppet Babies?
It's
but Vegas
illegitimate
baby.
Child.
No, it's Vegas, like with, Muppet Babies, but Vegas Babies.
Yeah. Well, wherever everyone else is going.
Oh, prick.
NYC, see, they use the acronym, or outer space. Hey, if a member of NSYNC can try to do it, so can
NSYNC!
I.
NSYNC. I like this as a nice contemporary quiz.
Yeah, exactly. Referencing NSYNC. I'm down with the kids. Oh, NSYNC. Don't you want me, baby? What's that then?
Definitely not NSYNC.
Okay.
I'd go to Antarctica. I'd actually really like to go.
You'd like to go?
Genuinely, I would love to go.
Should we go?
Go on then.
Let's go.
You get a boat. I'll get the iceberg.
Right now.
Mate, it's question four. We've got to finish this before.
I'm going to go.
Right. Bye, Pugwash.
Order the boat.
I'll do Antarctica. Click on that.
And I'm back, and the boat is ready.
Turns out,
it's not a boat. Anyway, all right. Hang on. Question five. Most of the famous video game characters are men, but some women video game characters know how to kick ass too. Which gender makes for the best video game
character?
That is
such a laboured question.
That, like, can't they just...
Men or ladies?
Okay.
In video games.
God, I have a feeling this is going to be awful. Right. I'm a man and I like male video game characters. I'm a woman and I like girl video game characters. I'm a man... This is in inverted commas. I'm a man, but I think you can't beat a hot girl character in a video game. Or, I'm a woman, but I prefer classic all-male video games. Now... The problem is here.
There's no middle ground, is there?
No, you can't even say, I'm a man and I like women video game characters. You have to... If you're a man and you like girls, it has to be...
girl character.
So you're either...
Basically, you're a raging sexist.
Yeah,
whatever
you answer, you're a sexist. You have to answer, I'm man, for honesty.
I'm going to... No. I'm a woman and I like girl video game characters, please.
Really?
Anne Robinson. But final answer.
Okay,
No phone a friend.
You're not a woman.
Shh.
All right, fine.
Chris doesn't know that.
I'm going to click it. I like girl video game characters. Okay.
I do, to be honest. No, because they can be more interesting.
Absolutely.
I think, last particular, I've only played the beginning of it, but that's such interesting...
Have you played...
I mean, generally,
yeah.
Well-written characters. I don't, you know, male or female, whatever, but generally there is a dearth of well-written female characters.
Mm.
I said, well, I don't even know well-written male characters either, really.
You should read some books by Joe Abercrombie.
Oh, maybe I shall.
I'm reading one of his books at the moment, and, like, I swear, like most of his main characters are women, and it's brilliant, because it's really refreshing that it's not like, the Lone Ranger, out with his wolf! You know, all that kind of thing. I do love those books
as well. I do love wolves.
Yeah, I love Wolf Ranger. The Wolf Ranger series by...
Frankie Tink. Question six, please.
Question six. You have to dress up to go out. What are you wearing?
Oh.
One, heavy metal armour.
Of course.
practical. A pinstripe suit.
Yeah.
Overalls. Tight, small clothing. And a holstered gun.
In my trousers.
Wearing. Oops.
What do you mean wearing?
No, I'll show you.
Wearing oops.
It just says wearing. Wearing, question mark, oops,
exclamation mark. I want to go for that. I don't know what that means.
Wearing, oops. Oh, is it?
As opposed to, I thought you meant eating clothes. Yeah, is that or like tying clothes to me?
I think it's like you're going like, oh, I don't need to wear clothes because I'm gonna have the sex, yeah?
Oh, yeah, definitely me. I love the not wearing oopsie time.
Are you wearing oops?
Yeah.
Okay, you're wearing oops.
It's a new fashion line.
New fashion from the creators of Babel. The mildly successful 2005 movie.
Why would you go there?
Babel.
Question seven, please.
Seven. Your arch enemy challenges you to a fight, so you bring...
Yeah.
Okay. A huge sword.
Oh.
Who needs a weapon when you have killer looks?
No.
Your mouth. Surely you bring that.
Anyway.
An ice ball.
One ball of ice.
Okay, fine. Sniper rifle.
Not, I mean...
Fireballs!
If someone challenges to a fight and you bring a sniper rifle, it implies it's going to be quite close quarters. That's not very good.
Yeah, you can still kill someone close quarters.
And fireballs, it implies you like bring them, but you have no method of kind of conveying them with the other person. Mm. Ice ball, what? Your mouth, I mean, yeah, you bring... I'm going to have a huge sword, man.
Huge sword.
Yeah, slice him in two.
Got to go with huge sword. Okay, hey, if you were a donut, what kind of donut would you be?
Okay.
Chocolate.
Okay.
Chocolate frosted.
Chocolate icing.
Isn't that just the same?
No, okay. Chocolate inside or chocolate
lemon
icing.
Filled.
It's just a donut around a lemon. That's the worst donut.
Lemon filled. The best kind of donut.
Horrible.
Sugar donut. Yeah. Surely all of them. Old-fashioned.
What's that, like a cocktail? The cocktail with a donut.
I don't know, old-fashioned donut.
Yeah, an old-fashioned.
No, the ones that had shrapnel in.
The nice, you know, the nice drink, an old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, just that with
drink.
A donut.
Yeah, just a donkey donut.
Donkey donut.
Or jelly.
Jelly.
You'd go jelly.
Jam. No,
are you
no, no.
Sure
I'd
you're
I'd
not
have
wrapped in a lemon.
Yeah, no, chocolate frosted. I would choose actually.
Choose chocolate frosted.
Yeah, please.
All right, fine.
Thanks, Mum.
Your main mode of transportation is teleport.
Oh, I've only
running.
No,
helicopter, van, rolling. Ice skating.
I would love to roll everywhere, please.
Rolling.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant.
All right, definitely.
Oh, I don't want to get in my way.
That's really good, actually. Rolling. All right. 10. You've won the lottery.
Hey!
What a surprise. Your first big purchases, so we're not counting small purchases here. I just want to make that
point. You touched my knee very tenderly at that point.
Okay.
Were you implying that, you know, our relationship is a small purchase?
A small purchase.
Very small purchase.
Like, fit for a king.
Lingerie for me.
The Jack of hearts.
Oh, fuck
That's
off.
What you are to me. Jack of hearts.
What does that
and
even
I'm
mean?
I'm the six of clubs. Card Love.
Yeah, no, that's
a
enough.
New movie no. coming fall 2018.
Starring you, me, and Dupree.
Watch out, he's a slippery one, that
What's the question?
Else. You've won the lottery. Your first big purchase is a motorcycle, guns, new guns, lots of guns, candy, lots of candy, the Hooters franchise, a lifetime supply of ice pops.
Calippos, I'm going to put in there.
Calippo. Oh man,
I'm going to buy a lifetime supply of Calippos.
Of course
please.
You fucking are. Who wouldn't? If you
all the Calippos.
Can you imagine?
Because if I had a life supply, that would it like. Oh, hang on, it's a bit of a paradox though, right?
Yeah.
Because the current rate I eat Calippos, a life supply would be like I don't know, 50. No, maybe a couple more. Maybe like 100.
You're only estimating you.
I had two a year.
You two Calippos a year?
Yeah, probably.
I probably have. But like if 10. I had.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If I had a lifetime supply, I'd eat one a day.
Yeah, that's it. No, I'd eat 10 a day.
All right, so 50,000.
I'd melt them, make juice, have a lifetime supply of juice as well.
And a bath.
Yeah, and you could probably build stuff with them. You know, if you had enough Calippos.
Like what?
A house of cards.
No.
Okay, we're going with Calippos. All right, 11. Oh, you decide to get a pet.
Oh.
What is it?
Okay.
All right, bulldog. Penguin. Siamese cat. Turtle. Scorpion.
Fuck off.
An adorable puppy.
Well,
it's got to be penguin or puppy.
It's got to be penguin.
I
had a short inhalation of breath expressing vast pleasure.
I've got a feeling that one of the characters is geared towards ice.
Penguin? Yeah, I know. I'm kind of drifting towards that way.
It's fired up in here. All right, come on. 12. Okay, come on. Your friend wants to buy you a drink. I'm going to buy you a drink.
Can I have...
Hey, Laurie.
Creme de menthe,
please. I'm getting drinks in at the bar.
Okay, what can I have? What's on the menu?
The menu is frozen daiquiris.
Yeah.
Jack and Coke.
Jack?
Scotch.
Who's Jack?
Straight up. Dry martini and four more for my date, please.
Well, that's a bit...
Well, that's dark, isn't it?
Rapey, isn't it?
It's a bit
brilliant.
Weird. Beer. Wine.
Oh, just a wine, please.
Just wine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd choose wine as well.
If someone's buying
I might go for a daiquiri. If someone's buying it for you...
A daiquiri?
Just go, yeah, I'll have a daiquiri.
Cop-out, mate.
What do you mean a cop-out?
I'm not sure if a glass of wine.
All right, I'm glass of wine. Cheese. Red or white?
Oh, red, please.
Got white at the moment,
seems
haven't
you're
we?
Asking.
Run out of money, haven't we? Run out of money. Got.
So we have to have the lighter wine.
Ooh.
Is that how
value
it works?
Wine? Came in a plastic 2-liter bottle that just said table wine on it,
and it's all the better.
God, it's awful. Right, your room is currently
so
messy I can't even see my bed. Sort of cluttered, but I can still find my underwear when necessary.
I.e. never.
You go back, yeah. Perfectly neat and clean.
No.
Clean, minus the clothes strewn on the floor from last night. Wink, wink. That's in asterisks.
Nice. And obelisks.
And obelisk. And Dobbertrix. What was the crazy guy with the sickle?
Getafix.
Getafix.
He was the chemist. Those names are incredible. Getafix, like, you know.
Yeah.
There's Vile Statistics.
Herbalist. That's what he was.
No, he's a druid, mate.
Well, yeah, but he practiced herbalism.
Yeah, druid. And then there's Vital Statistics, who's the chief. Unhygienics, the fishmonger.
Yeah.
There's ergonomics. I can't remember what he did. They're all brilliant.
I liked the one where they had to go and do the 100 challenges.
Oh, yeah, the trials of the Hercules.
Yeah,
not
the trials
100.
Wasn't it? But weren't they meant to be like 100?
No.
And it only shows like 10 of them.
No, it's meant to be 8. It's the 8 Charles Hercules, or 7, or 9. One of those three numbers.
We should watch Asterisk.
Yeah.
Anyway, your room is currently blah, 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 blah. And the last one is, I'm not sure, but I think my mum cleaned it for me today. You don't even care. Well, I know it's not that one, because you don't live at home. Well, you do, but this is our home.
Yes.
We live
and
here.
But you are my mum.
I am your mum. He never told you.
You sick up food into my mouth every morning. That's enough for me.
Hello, Lolly.
That's not my mum.
Your mum's not me.
Like, technically, clean minus the clothes strewn on the floor from last night, because that is water on the floor, but it's not like any kind of sexy shenanigans. It's just... that's where
that
my clothes go. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough. I think it's implying a sexy streak. Mm. But anyway.
Sexy streak.
Video game characters are eternal, but we aren't. Ooh, this is quite
dark.
How much life do you have left?
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't want to know.
You have to put in your date of birth.
Which is... Yes,
January.
That's one. Yeah.
Third.
No one needs to know my birthday. 1982.
hang on.
No, yeah.
Okay. Why can't you tell me your birthday? You might get presents.
3rd of January 1990, please.
Yeah.
It's going to be 24 big ones.
Oh, it's going to be brilliant.
In January.
Okay, and bonus question.
Ooh.
Would you go back to school to get smarter?
Smarter than what?
Yes, I want to be smarter than my friends. Or no, I'm plenty smart
already. I think this quiz is a fundamental misunderstanding of, like, cleverness.
I think that is an advert.
How do you reckon?
I reckon if we click on one of those and click continue,
it's
going to give you, like, why don't you go to college?
Okay, no. I'm plenty smart already.
God, okay, continue. I think it's calculating.
Oh.
We're almost done.
Oh.
We are unable to...
No, sorry, that's an advert.
Okay, it's an advert.
Genio, a newspaper-style homepage.
Genial, aren't
Oh, shit. It's,
oh, fuck.
It's all right. It's fine. Don't worry. Just don't open it.
Why? How did
Whoa.
That happen?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Oh, Paddy.
Cancel.
It's fine. It's just downloaded. It'll be fine.
Fuck you.
Be fine. Skip to results. Skip to results now.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Skip to results.
Phew.
Jesus Christ. I think I've got... Okay. Your result is... You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Sub-zero.
Ah! Get over here!
Wow, Scorpion.
Get over here! I'm very cold!
It's got a little description for you. Your result, Sub-Zero. Oh, brilliant. For those at home, that's Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat.
Oh, from Kirby's Dream Ride.
Okay. Sub-Zero, you are somewhat distant, brackets. Some might say cold.
Oh, that's true.
Close brackets.
That's true. Feel...
Preferring to conduct your business on the DL...
Down low.
Instead of attracting a lot of attention.
That's not true at all.
You can post your quiz with friends.
Yeah, go on, share on Facebook.
I am not going to do that. It'll probably infect my thing.
Oh, great. Well, that was fun, wasn't it?
That was brilliant. I actually quite enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
I think it's time for Paddy to have a little go. Have you got a quiz for me?
Maybe. If you're lucky, boy.
All right.
Maybe.
Tunbridge Wells, oh. Tunbridge Wells on the River Wells. Tunbridge Wells. Tunbridge Wells.
Have you ever been to Tunbridge Wells?
No.
Oh.
Here it is.
Yay.
You're going to like the first. Okay, so this is the impossible quiz.
Oh.
So good luck with that one.
Thanks, man.
Welcome to
Where
Impossible
did you find
quiz.
It?
Found it in a little alley, a little dark alley, been left alone.
On quizrocket.com.
Quizrocket.com. warning, the impossible quiz may cause frustration, anxiety, panic and nausea.
Oh,
watch out. Just for you.
I'm not going to be sick.
You think you can beat the quiz? You think anything's possible if you put your mind to it? Well, putting your mind to this quiz won't help much and you might get hair gel on your monitor.
What?
All your hair gel. Question one.
Hair gel?
Oh, question one. You're going to like this one.
All right.
How can you throw an egg as hard as you can and have it come straight back to you without breaking first? Thought you'd like it.
Do I have to...
Okay. No, I'll give you options, don't worry.
Okay.
It's not a... You sure you're working?
Yeah.
That's impossible. Throw it straight up in the air. Run really, really fast and catch your own throw or bounce it off a wall.
Bounce it off a wall?
No, I mean, that's definitely not going to work, is it? I don't think.
Throw it straight up in the air, surely.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
As hard as you can and have it come back down without breaking first.
Let's do it.
I'd say throw it straight up in the air.
Great.
I'm that kind of guy.
You're that
kind
of guy. You're just there. Oh, let's go around the box.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to think outside of it. I'm just going to have a little walk around
the
edge.
What box? That's what I always say.
What's in the box? What's in the box? That's the end of seven for everyone there. Oops.
Oh,
spoilers on a 15-year-old film.
All right, come on, hit me with the next one.
Rock group Smash Mouth had a hit song, Walking on the Sun. Did not know
and
that.
And you're walking on the sun. Whoa.
Walking on the sun. Whoa.
No.
Walking on the sun. Whoa. And Shrek's there too. Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
However, it's impossible to walk on the sun, surface of the sun, because...
What?
The sun is gaseous and has no solid surface to walk on. Or the intense gravity on the sun would make it impossible to move your legs. Yeah, sure. You would burn up before reaching the surface. All of the above. Or... Number five. Actually, that is possible. The guy from Smash Mouth totally did it. I swear.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the sun is gaseous.
Yeah.
And has no solid surface to walk on. You would burn before reaching
a little
the
bit.
Sun. And the intense glow of the sun. Well, yeah.
So.
Plus, it doesn't matter about it being impossible to move your legs because you wouldn't have legs. Like you're on the fucking sun. Like, all right, all of the above.
But the guy from Smash Mouth did.
Oh, he totally did it. I swear, no, all of the above. I'm not
okay.
a dick.
Alright, you ready for this?
Right.
Oh, this is a tricky one. You ready for this?
Okay.
What is the last letter in the alphabet?
Z.
Okay. Is it W,
uh-huh.
A,
uh-huh.
T, uh-huh. Y,
uh-huh.
or Q?
T.
Oh, you're too clever for this, aren't you? the word, the alphabet.
God, how deceived I could be,
Ooh,
though. I could
okay.
be wrong.
Okay, number four. Attending your own funeral is... Impossible, possible, or unfashionable.
Yeah, ow.
Sorry, you needed that.
Attending my own funeral is, well, surely it's possible because you're dead.
I mean, it's fucking necessary, isn't
it? Yeah, like...
That's the one thing you have to have at a funeral is yourself.
Unless you're missing.
Yeah, in which case you don't, it's not really a funeral, is it? Well, I guess you can't
attending your own funeral is possible. Of course it is. Like, you could just go. You could not be dead, throw your own funeral and just go. Or you
That's,
could...
whoa, hey, whoa, throw your own funeral if you're not dead.
Yeah.
Are you,
show up at the wake.
No, what? That's the sickest thing I've ever heard. Like, oh, I'm dead. Let's just go see how everyone is.
What if you're missing and you come back in time for the funeral?
Then I think you'd probably tell a couple of people.
Yeah, but if you throw open the doors, stop this funeral.
I don't think there's an opportunity for that.
You can't marry him.
Yeah, you are. You're in the wrong place, mate.
Oh, no. I meant
question
to
be... five.
Okay.
If you were in an aeroplane with a maximum speed of 600 miles an hour and you were travelling in the direction opposite to the Earth's rotation, could you travel fast enough to never see the sunset? Okay.
Well, right. Oh God. Hang
Option
on.
One: impossible because the Earth's surface rotates over 1,000 miles an hour. Number two: impossible because as soon as you cross the international date line, the sun would set automatically. Yep. Four or three: even possible if you were near enough to the North or South Pole, or possible if you flew straight upwards.
What?
Yeah. So if you can either.
Okay. So I'm in a plane, right?
So okay. First, your first choice is that: is it possible to never see the sunset or not? Is that not a thing you can do?
Never see the sun set.
This is pretty intense, this.
Yeah, well, yeah, surely it would
is.
Be.
I think if you travelled exactly the same speed as the Earth.
Yeah, but
went
how
around,
fast does the Earth spin?
I don't know. Like, fast. Faster than 600 miles an hour. Definitely.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. But, like, could we...
Or is it definite?
Well, hang on. Like, if you can get... Okay, hang on. How...
I think it depends where you are.
Okay, so the Earth spins...
It depends where you are.
24 hours, yeah. Okay. So how long does it take you?
No, it's not going to be enough, mate. You need the circumference of the globe, and I don't know that off the top of my head.
It's like 10, isn't it?
10, yeah. 10 cubits. I think you've just got to guess this, mate, because I'm not getting a pen and paper out.
I could. No, I'm okay, no, I think... No, because surely... Hang on. surely it would...
No, it's saying never... see the sunset, like, so
yeah, if
the
you
North
always
Pole,
stayed,
the North Pole and South Pole thing, no, because the sun eventually sets,
yeah, of course, because the axis would be,
yeah,
you've got you'd have the tilt,
yeah,
as the seasons as well.
And if you flew straight upwards, I mean, you'd just see the sun,
well, yeah, then you'd never see it set,
yeah, but you'd see the sun, oh god,
but then it's not setting,
mate. You've got to choose one because I'm gonna kill you if you don't.
Okay,
for myself.
Oh fuck, I don't know. If you flew straight upward, no, that's stupid. That's fucking stupid. Okay, no, impossible because the Earth's surface rotates at over 1,000 miles an hour.
Let's give it a go.
Whatever, I'm probably wrong.
Silly idiot. Okay, number six. This quiz is meta question.
Oh, hello,
everyone.
Quiz, hello.
Metapod on the scene.
Hello.
Will it transform into a butterfree?
We don't know.
Who's to know?
Who cares?
This quiz is impossible to complete, or this quiz is impossible to score 100% on. This quiz is full of important information. Hardly likely. This quiz is the entrance test for a secret society. Oh.
Hello.
A turn of events. this quiz.
A spanner in the works, my friend.
This quiz is called the impossible quiz so that you would come and take it.
It's ha ha written.
Ha ha! Like that, the intonation and everything.
Ha ha!
Yeah. Ha ha! Is this what our podcast has become?
Ha ha!
God.
Oh, God.
Which one of those? This quiz is it's possible to complete, impossible to score 100% on, full of important information.
Okay, no, okay, sorry. Let's eliminate these as we go along.
Okay, impossible to complete.
It is impossible. No, it can't be, because that would mean there'd be infinite questions or the quiz would be broken. But I know for a fact that people have finished this quiz before because it has ratings and, like...
You fucking hope so, anyway.
Stuff like that. So it's not impossible.
Okay.
It's possible to complete the quiz.
Impossible to score 100% on? We don't know.
No, and if you click that... That's like a paradox, because if that was the correct answer, right, and you got 100%, the question would nullify that. So,
no, because hang on, because one of the answers could be that one of the questions might have no right answer.
Well, yeah, but surely it has to.
Not necessarily.
Well, I couldn't know that. It's not impossible to score 100% on. I doubt.
Yeah. Okay.
But it is the impossible quiz. No, never mind. It's not. I reckon you can score 100% on this quiz because it's a quiz. Full of important information.
Arguably.
Entrance test result. That's just bullshit. Called the impossible quiz so that you would come and take it. It's either full of important information, or it's so we would come and take it.
Which one? Go on.
I want.
Okay, let's go. Because men and women may provide different answers, it is impossible to score your quiz unless your gender is taken into consideration.
Right.
That's... You are.
I'm going to leave you to answer this, Paddy. No judgment here.
No help.
Okay, you're either an impossibly gorgeous woman, a distinguished gentleman, a non-distinguished gentleman, or...
Not was a, that a hint?
Not a man at all. Draw your own conclusions, it says.
Okay, I'm a non-distinguished gentleman.
I didn't want to put that in your...
Well, not distinguished.
Because you're not wearing a hat and tails.
I'm quite gentle.
Yeah, but you're not distinguished.
Yeah, that's why I'm non-distinguished.
Yeah, we're agreeing. Don't have a go at me.
All right.
Don't have a fucking go at me,
I'm
mate.
I'm saying we're both gentlemen, right?
We're, yes, of course.
Gentlemen of Her Majesty's Secret Order. Oh, fuck.
No one knows.
Shit!
Quickly, kill yourself.
To the bollock-mobile. I'm a non-distinguished.
Clearly, as that exchange just proved.
Continue.
Oh, there's more.
Okay.
Okay. Well, number eight. What has a tail and a head but is missing a body, brackets, arms, legs, torso, etc.? Is it roadkill, a quarter, or a snake?
So roadkill's obviously the humorous answer.
Yep.
You can find the body of a snake if it's dead.
Definitely.
So a quarter.
Torso. Very good.
I assume that's a coin, right?
Yes. No.
Not like some kind of math.
No, it's the Latin quarter in New Orleans.
It's quarter to eight.
Yes.
It's not.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is.
It's quarter to midnight.
Oh.
Time
or is it? Oh. Number nine. What is black when you buy it, red when you use it, and grey when you throw it away? Is number one a newspaper? Number two, charcoal. Number three, an embarrassed zebra.
Why would you buy an embarrassed zebra? What would he be like?
What kind of a shop would that be? I really want a zebra, but it's got to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I've got a perturbed zebra. No. Oh, I've got a... How about a self-conscious zebra? That's got to be embarrassed.
I have these pictures of one of our zebras in a compromising position. Then you see one of those zebras go... Shit. I'll take that zebra. That's the zebra I want.
The photos as well.
Why would he be grey when you throw him away? Why would you throw a zebra away?
Because you bleed him.
Black when you buy it? Well, no, he'd be black and white.
All right, just leave that. It's obviously not that, is it, Paddy?
No. Okay, charcoal. Red when you use it and grey when you throw it away. That doesn't... Why would it be red when you use
it? You set it on fire.
Well, no, but you could use the charcoal in like graphite.
But obviously, no. Black, that makes sense.
Newspaper, black when you buy it.
Red
when you
use it, technically.
When you've read it, and grey when you throw it away. It's well, it wouldn't change colour. Charcoal. Go on, then.
I didn't want to lean too heavily on that. I'm an impartial quizmaster. Can you name three consecutive days without using the words Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday?
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Oh, very good.
Is that one of the answers?
It's one of the answers. So, yeah, if I pronounce it like in The Godfather, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't know what fucking version of The Godfather that is.
No, it's
Monday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And that's what you... Michael, where's Michael? Have I told you this story before? When my sister-in-law had her wisdom teeth out, my brother was that she was under the gas or whatever. She woke up in the bed. She had the cotton things in her mouth. I think I might have told you this before, but she woke up and she was in loads of pain, but she was like drugged out of her face. And my brother immediately, she was waking up and he went, Jess, can you need to do something? And she was like, oh, okay, what? And he was like, I need you to say, Michael, where's Michael? And he filmed it. And it's just her in this bed going, Michael, where's Michael? Like that, and getting the staff over and being like, Michael, where's Michael? It's amazing.
Wonderful.
Oh, sorry.
Fortunately, that's not an answer on the quiz.
Okay.
Dear boy. So that, the fourth and the fifth and the sixth, your answer, actually impossible. Very defeatist. So are you going to go for the answer you gave me already?
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Great. Well done.
Brilliant.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Not as much as a beaver.
As much wood as a woodchuck could if a woodchuck could chuck wood. Is that one of the answers?
No.
Oh.
What a stupid rhyme. Or probably a lot, unless he upchucked. I think it means vomit.
Unless he upchucked. Not as much as a beaver.
Yeah, what a stupid rhyme. Or probably a lot less... A lot, unless he upchucked.
Well, beavers can chuck wood, can't they?
Well, a woodchuck is like a beaver, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
It's like a little guy, a little...
But maybe that means that maybe that's a trick question, then.
I think you need to come to a conclusion on your own, mate.
Probably a lot unless he upchucks. So unless he's sick.
I think so, yeah. Because they chucking wood is like eating it, isn't it? Or like, you know, eating, you know, chewing it with your mouth and then spitting it out.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
I think you just got to choose one, mate.
I think.
Agony.
All right, okay. Probably a lot unless he upchucks.
Yeah, sure. Great. What does this arrangement of letters mean? L-A-L. Lal. Lal.
Lal.
Lal 2K13 Lal.
I have a friend called Lal.
Laugh at Larry. Very specific. All mixed up. What? Oh, all mixed, as in the word all mixed up.
Yeah,
or lost and his locomotive.
I think that's the secret answer I was meant to come to the conclusion of.
Oh, well, sorry. Yeah, I think it's that one.
I think it's all mixed up, mate. I think it's all, because it's Lal, you see.
Lal, and like, which is all, but in different order.
Yeah. It's all mixed up, isn't it?
Ready? Okay. Select the best answer. Question 13. The best answer, the better answer, the greatest answer. It's impossible to guess which is the best answer. Vote for me, I'm the best answer, I promise.
The first one, the best answer.
You thought. But it's asking us whether you're selecting the best answer or you're selecting
the best.
Quantifiably the best answer.
So it would either be the best answer or the greatest answer. Because, I mean, he... No, but best and greatest are the sort of the same.
I guess they are, aren't they?
I think they're the best answer.
Cool. What did the ocean say to the shore? Oh, classic joke time!
Nothing, it just waved.
Oh, so you could have had it said whoosh. Nothing. The ocean didn't know nothing about no one.
Wow, that's quite great cool, one. Actually.
that ocean, he didn't know nothing about no one.
Don't ask me about
it. Get out without your change,
hey,
boy.
Tell me, go put some clothes on and stop swimming in my tummy.
Or, it must have waved.
It must have waved.
Yeah, it must have. Con, oh God, there's more. Okay,
how many
which
more?
Of the following divides at the fastest rate?
Okay.
A second grade arithmetic student, a human embryonic stem cells, a former Soviet republic, or an iPhone in a blender. What divides at the fastest rate? So, a math student, human stem cells.
Okay, it won't be the math student.
Former Soviet republics, political comment.
Yeah.
Or an iPhone in a blender.
Former Soviet republics, but they don't continue to divide.
No, it's when they were part of the Soviet Union, they divided.
They divided and quickly, but
then they're okay now.
But now that they're not still
now
dividing.
They're just Georgia and Ukraine and other ones.
Latvia,
Germany,
and of course Greece,
and of course, and of course,
watch out Madagascar,
Kenya,
Russia's coming back for you. Or an iPhone in a blender. How is that dividing?
Because it's, you know, cutting up really quickly.
Well, it would probably be that. But stem cells divide at an alarmingly fast rate.
Alarmingly fast?
No, they do. That's why they're
it's
brilliant,
kind of
isn't
fast.
It?
Yeah.
Like
stem
faster
cells. Than other cells is the idea.
Yeah, okay. Stem cells.
Great.
Why not?
If you were looking at an analog clock, what time below would display if the hour and the minute hand lined up?
If the
5:27, 5:30, or 5:32?
5:27.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Says Chris Tarrant. Ding, ding, ding. You've just won. Fuck off! 17. There are three houses. One red, one blue, one white. The red house is to the left of the house in the middle.
Okay, hang on. You're going to need to start again. Okay. I was thinking about something else.
I was somebody else.
I was trying to...
Three houses. Shut the fuck up and listen.
Okay.
Three houses. One red,
Baratheon,
one blue.
Targaryen and Stark. Yeah?
Shut up.
One red.
One blue and one white. The red house is to the left of the house in the middle. And the blue house is to the right of the house in the middle. So where is the white house? Number one, in the middle of the two houses. Number two, down the street. Number three, in Washington, D.C.
Well, it's either in the middle of the two houses or in Washington, D.C.
Which one is it?
Are there capitals used in the spelling of White House?
That's for you to discern from the tone of my voice.
White
House.
House. White House.
If you listen carefully in the background, you hear...
Okay.
That's the Marseillaze, but you know...
So the red house is to the left of the house in the middle.
And the blue house is to the right of the house in the middle.
So there are three houses, right? So,
yeah, come on, mate. Just give us an answer.
I don't know. So where is the White House?
In the middle of two houses or Washington, D.C.? Come on.
Okay, in the middle of the two houses.
Great. Fuck off. 18, you're in the woods. It's dark out. Pitch black. I mean, really dark.
Nice stream of consciousness there. But you have a match, and you have some stuff you can light on fire. So, what do you light first?
The match.
Candle. Wood. Match. Newspaper.
Match. I know that riddle, sorry.
Well done, mate. What letter has not appeared in this entire quiz?
Oh, fuck off.
X, Y, Q, Z, or none of the above. Bear in mind that Q and Z are both in the word quiz. Right? Y, very likely to have been in the quiz so far. X.
Mm. Was that in the one about what is the last letter of the alphabet? X. Extreme. None of the above. Well, it's obviously not none of the above, and we know that quite. Yeah, X.
Yeah, you sure?
Oh no, or they've all appeared.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. Has it spoken about sex?
I'm not telling you.
Quex.
I am the quizmaster.
X.
He did mention xylophone. Cool, mate.
None of the above.
Okay. This quiz was created on February 31st. LOL. Were you created on a real date? When?
22nd of January.
32nd of Marjorie.
1964.
There we go. And do you want to go back to school to get smarter?
Yes, I want to be smarter than my friends.
No, you're not having that.
Okay.
Skip to the end. Give me the results.
Oh, is it doing the virus download?
Luckily,
again?
I've got a bit of Google Chrome, so hopefully it will be fine.
I was using Chrome as well.
Oh, I see. I've got ad blocker though. Skip to results.
I want to find out.
Right, you ready?
All right. What have I won?
You won a luxury mousse because you got 83%. That's pretty good.
83%.
That's 15 of the 18 answers. And you know what? Doesn't tell you what the answers are.
Oh, no.
Brilliant.
Oh,
that's fucking wonderful.
You. Oh, I wanted to... I reckon the X one was wrong, the White House one was wrong, and the other bullshit one, you know.
Oh, how far is a rope?
Or whatever.
You know, oh, it's as far as you can throw it. You know. Join us next time. We'll have some other pointless quizzes where you'll learn fuck all.
Yay!
Are you just going to stare at me?
What's wrong with that cord? It's lovely.
Race car. Okay, let's record.
I was recording.
Oh. Welcome to the outro.
To Marjorie's Gardening Hour.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So this is the outro.
Hey, goodbye.
I thought of a little game we could play.
Oh, good.
It's going to test our impression skills.
Oh, no.
Okay. I think this is quite...
Oh, go on then.
Okay, all right. I've never played this game before because I just made it. Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
So we have to go through the alphabet. Okay.
The whole alphabet.
Take it in turns. Right?
Okay.
Okay. And one person has to name a band that begins with that letter.
Yeah.
Right. So A, like Aerosmith. Yeah. The other person has to do an impression of that band. And
right.
And they name the one beginning with B, and the other person has to do.
Quick fire.
Okay.
Let's all do right. it.
Relatively quick. Okay. Do you want to start with A?
Okay. Okay. Ash.
I don't know what else they do.
Okay.
B, Bat for Lashes.
You're more than a superstar!
That's actually really quite good.
And she's got a naked man on her shoulders.
And I'm playing the weirdest.
And the Tululu! Okay, see? Ooh, the cause.
Ding 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 ding.
Sounds like Ash.
I don't know what else the chorus sound like. Ding ding, oh, we're the chorus.
Hey, boy, Irish, oh,
won't you come to the chorus?
Sick of that imagery.
Oh God. Okay, that was my shit impression of chorus. Okay, D. Danzig.
Mama.
He's a trained opera singer.
Great.
Glenn Danzig. I can't remember his real name.
Oh, E!
Okay.
Elbow.
Build a rocket, boys!
He's not Irish. He just launches himself across the room.
Look at kids on the corner again. Scattering my crows.
It's so tense.
Someday we'll be drinking and
sound of some good. Good, yeah, nice.
Real deal, good girl.
Yep. Hold back catalog. Great.
E, F. Frank Turner.
I used to be a lefty, but now I'm leaning a bit to the right. Cameron's not too bad, and communism shite.
Well done, rhymed.
Yeah, thank
right,
you.
F, right, you're...
And he just shouts instead of singing. G. Ooh, gorillas.
Hello. It's dark. Fire. I'm on the windmill.
That's a great song.
Right. Love forever.
I love Damon Albarn more than life. Shut up.
Okay, fine.
Love him.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I have to do it. H. Okay. Shit. Let me just think. Hans Zimmer.
Hans Zimmer. Okay.
Jesus fucking Christ. It sounds like Screamo. Is this Black Hawk Down? It's about time.
H-I, Incubus.
What you know? Yeah, written to L, cinnamon incubator, written to L. Yeah, okay, I, J, Jamie T.
Ready, do the rapid thing and do the things. Go out with Stella, have a Stella. Oh, and the rapidy ting. What?
That is the worst impression of Jamie T.
Shut up.
Sheila Gold out with Army.
Yeah, okay. All right, fine. Smart ass. You get the kooks. For K.
Oh, fuck off.
That's enough.
Oh, Eddie's gone. What's he found out back? Oh, it's another shit song. Eddie's gone. He's got it going on. He's all out. What are they, Northern?
Sure.
No, the Kooks. Oh, we're a little bit left and a little bit right. Kooky, watch out, madam. We're the Kinks.
That's
for
enough.
Shit.
That's enough for the Kooks, all thanks.
Right. All right, okay.
L. Jesus.
Okay. Ooh. Lemon jelly.
What? Lemon jelly is so niche.
All the ducks are swimming in the water. La 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 la. All the ducks are swimming in the water.
That's quite good.
I was going to do that all Licky Lee. Licky
Lee. La la la. Ooh la la.
Your turn.
M, you get. Ooh. Mumford and Sons. I like how their instruments sound Irish.
If I used my mind, I'd never hear out of your heart. Red little lion and the tigers and the Christians in the park. But this is not my kind of wine.
What?
It's you chose red instead of white.
Yes.
I really fucked it up this time, didn't I? God. Jesus be my shield.
Wonderful.
Bumford your mums. M, N. Okay, 9-inch nails.
You sound like Billy Corgan.
See if I still feel on the brain.
That's better. That's enough. I'm done.
Oh, amazing.
Done. I'm going to ruin them.
Okay.
Oh. Oasis.
Oh, fuck it. And after oh no, no, hang. Come on, snake is full of fishes. She's got dirty dishes on the bread.
That's a really good song.
Oh, well, better than Owl City. Would you believe your eyes?
Shut up. 10 shut million up, shut up, shut up. Shut up.
P. Oh, fuck. Who begins with P? It's really. Proclaimers. You're sped up.
Robbie Williams. That's not what. Is that not him?
You can't sing it then. Millennia.
Excellent. Well done.
Okay. R. What comes after R?
S. Jesus, what is wrong with you? How did you get through life?
The Smiths.
Not in how glad tonight if I didn't have a stitch to wear.
That's actually quite...
Oh, I got a bit of meat on my face. I swapped it for a lettuce leaf. Oh dear, Oscar Wilde.
That's quite good.
Thank you. T. TV on the radio for you. Go on.
Oh man. Okay. There we go. Which TV on the radio? Is
all of it.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Oh no. Hang on.
This really in depth. Are you going to do any singing anytime soon? That's too good.
Oh.
I thought it was going to be funny.
Oh, okay.
It's just soul amazing.
Confidence and ignorance around me.
It's your next level.
Define my day. You? Okay. I was going to say you too, but that's a little bit... Oh, fuck it. You too. Go on.
Hello. That's enough. I'm not giving any more. Fucking airtime. Bono.
All right.
The... Ooh. Vampire Weekend.
Oh, fuck. They do that, Hey, Oxford comma, no, whoops, we're intelligent, no, oh, it's music, but clever, no, awful, not a fan of Vampire Weekend.
Great,
thanks for showing us. Weezer, you get Weezer.
Okay.
Do you want me to play guitar for this one?
Yeah, go on.
Magic guitar.
You got to give me... Feels good. When I'm the telly, listen to Jimmy. But he's batting my style. I said, this train. But a nerdy reference.
Just be cool.
We enjoy that too much.
Bow wow. Bow wow.
Say it ain't so. Bow wow. Your life is a life changer. Bow wow. We can't do it all.
Oh, God, that was back so exciting. Box. Sorry, that was your one, wasn't it?
Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for your help.
Bye, go. What have we got now? We've got X. I only know one band that has an X in it.
You can have the XX.
Oh, God.
I'll do some...
Was it something... And I said, was it meant for With the lights turned maybe I had
boring. Done. Thanks. No Mercury Prize for you.
Yeah, no Mercury Prize for you. They won it though, didn't they?
Yeah.
Bastards.
Why is after X?
Okay. I genuinely don't know any bad. Yeah, yeah, yes. I'll do that.
Oh, it's gonna be a better one than that.
My name's Gerardo, and I am a prawn! A prawn!
There you go.
Great. Say,
you get
Y control. Z. It's yeah, yeah, damn,
you get Z. You're gonna have the Zootons.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say ZZ Top.
I wasn't, I
don't know what the Zootons.
Or Valerie.
Look out, indie music, because we're on the way.
No, they're quite good.
Are they?
See all the funny things. Well, that was a fucking waste of time, wasn't
every
it?
Every girl crazy about a soft dress man.
Think, Paddy, it's time. Put you in the box.
That's my ZZ Top.
Back in the box.
What did the Zootons sing?
Let you out next time.
Name me a Zootons song.
Gotta keep the feeling, keep the feeling. Gotta keep the feeling, keep the feeling.
Did they do the cover of Valerie?
It's death. Song.
Well, there you go. Oh, right.
Join us next time for more pop facts.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Send us the Twitter.
Do the Twitter thing.
Do the Twitter at Podshambles. Email us podshambles@gmail.com.
Or write
visit
us
our website www.podshambles.co.uk.
Yeah.
Find the postal salmon, probably in your local park.
Probably having a shag.
Hanging around, wanking.
Go on.
Thank you. Sorry for the delay.
Have a bath.
Go and have a sleep fucking it off. Bath. Watch out for the bass. Blah, 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 blah.
I thought we agreed, no bass.
Well, this thing's sound checking something.
I thought
like...
we agreed, no bass, Paddy.
So, no bass.
Fucking shambles.
Oh, wait.
What you... I know, I do. I was trying it out.
Oh, right.
And they're fine.
Having a bit of fun. Oh,
what is this again? Shit's Cast.
Oh.
Welcome to Shit's
Welcome
Cast.
Welcome to the sound check.
Lesser spotted Shit's Cast.
Residing in the tumbleweeds of
my butthole.
Southern Austria.
Southern Austria?
Southern Austria, or Southstria, as we sometimes call it. Just a little joke with these geographical types.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.